Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today we're going to be reading Psalm 88. We're going to be reading it twice, first from the New King James Version and for the second time we're going to read from the Good News Translation. And after that I'm going to share some of my immediate thoughts and reflections on the psalm. And this is a psalm, a cry for help. And it is by the sons of Korah, who wrote the previous psalm and a number of other psalms as well. So let's read together first from the New King James Version. O Lord, God of my salvation, I have cried out day and night before you. Let my prayer come before you. Incline your ear to my cry. For my soul is full of troubles and my life draws near to the grave. I am counted with those who go down to the pit. I am like a man who has no strength, adrift among the dead, like the slain who lay in the grave, whom you remember no more and who are cut off from your hand. You have laid me in the lowest pit, in darkness in the depths. Your wrath lies heavy upon me. And you have afflicted me with all your waves. You have put away my acquaintances far from me. You have made me an abomination to them. I am shut up and I cannot get out. My eye wastes away because of affliction. Lord, I have called daily upon you. I have stretched out my hands to you. Will you work wonders for the dead? Shall the dead arise and praise you? Shall your loving kindness be declared in the grave, or your faithfulness in the place of destruction? Shall your wonders be known in the dark, and your righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Lord, why do you cast off my soul? Why do you hide your face from me? I have been afflicted and ready to die from my youth. I suffer your terrors. I am distraught. Your fierce wrath has gone over me. Your terrors have cut me off. They came around me all day long like water. They engulfed me altogether. Loved one and friend you have put far from me, and my acquaintances into darkness. And now we read again, but from the Good News Translation. Lord God, my Saviour, I cry out all day, and at night I come before you. Hear my prayer, listen to my cry for help. So many troubles have fallen on me, that I am close to death. I am like all others who are about to die. All my strength is gone. I am abandoned among the dead. I am like the slain lying in their graves, those you have forgotten completely, who are beyond your help. You have thrown me into the depths of the tomb, into the darkest and deepest pit. Your anger lies heavy on me, and I am crushed beneath its waves. You have caused my friends to abandon me. You have made me repulsive to them. I am closed in and cannot escape. My eyes are weak from suffering. Lord, every day I call to you and lift my hands to you in prayer. Do you perform miracles for the dead? Do they rise up and praise you? Is your constant love spoken of in the grave, or your faithfulness in the place of destruction? Are your miracles seen in that place of darkness, or your goodness in the land of the forgotten? Lord, I call to you for help. Every morning I pray to you. Why do you reject me, Lord? Why do you turn away from me? Ever since I was young, I have suffered and been near death. I am worn out from the burden of your punishments. Your furious anger crushes me. Your terrible attacks destroy me. All day long they surround me like a flood. They close me in from every side. You have made even my closest friends abandon me, and darkness is my only companion. So this is Psalm 88. And you might notice a stark difference to most of the other 87 Psalms that we've read. There's not really much of an upbeat. There's not a turnaround moment in this Psalm where the psalmist says, "But I know that you will one day deliver me." I cry out all day, the psalmist says. They're crying and asking God to hear them in their pain and in their suffering. Sometimes we think that there are things we can't bring to God. There are thoughts or opinions we have, but we think, well, they're not proper. I have to think about them properly and word them properly, and I have to make sure if I'm coming to God that I'm saying everything right. But here in this psalm, we have the outcry, the pouring out of a heart that is struggling, that is hurting. The psalmist seems to be struggling emotionally, but physically as well. And they're calling and calling and calling. They feel abandoned by their friends. "You have caused my friends to abandon me," they say. And we don't know why. We don't know the context. We don't know if this is a case where the psalmist has been following God and their friends say, "We don't like God, so we're not going to be your friends anymore." We don't know if the situation is that something else has happened. We don't know if maybe this person has done something that's made them unclean, and so suddenly people don't want to be near them. But we do know that in this time of struggle, where they feel forgotten, where they feel abandoned, they don't stop crying out to God. Verse 9 says, "Lord, I have called daily upon you. I have stretched out my hands to you." When we struggle, when we're having a hard time, it can pull us away from God. But I encourage you, whatever pain, whatever upset it is that you're feeling, bring it to God. We don't have to be deeply concerned every time we speak with God that we say everything right. But we should say what's on our heart. We should tell him how we're feeling, and we shouldn't give up. Interestingly, there's a bit of bargaining in this psalm. The psalmist says, "Do you perform miracles for the dead? Do the dead rise up and praise you?" The psalmist is almost reminding God, he's saying, "Lord, if I die, I can't praise you anymore. The dead can't praise you, they can't share your testimonies, but if I survive, then I can." They're coming to God with their honest and true thoughts. Even in a time where they feel that darkness is their only companion, they know that God hears them. So whatever struggle we find ourselves in, let's call to God for help. If we feel down, we don't have to make ourselves be happy in his presence. We can be who we truly are and how we truly feel in God's presence. If we feel down and bring it to God. If we feel joyful and bring it to God. This has been one of the darkest and saddest psalms, Psalm 88. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you, and goodbye.